Om, we meditate upon the perfect, full, complete, always continuing consciousness of infinite goodness. Contemplate he whose thousand eyes see everywhere. May that giver of bliss grant us increase. Om, I extol the birth of truth as pure existence. Again and again I bow down to the birth of truth as pure existence in being after being, beyond all being, who himself is all being, from whom came all being, to that existence I bow. I bow to the beautiful God who is beloved. I bow to the pleasant one, to the ultimate one. I bow to the reliever of sufferings. I bow to time. I bow to the cause of the illumination of darkness. I bow to the source of strength. I bow to the progenitor of strength. I bow to the fashioner of all the elements. I bow to the mind of all minds. I bow to he who is free from fear, who instills the fear of evil, who saves the righteous from fear, who is within all, the all of everything. May we give our respect to he who is the form of the reliever of sufferings. We meditate upon that universal consciousness. Contemplate the great God. May that reliever of sufferings grant us increase. The seer of all, who is all knowledge, the Lord of the universe, who is all existence, before the creative consciousness, before the knowers of consciousness, existing in eternal delight as the consciousness of infinite goodness. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to he who takes away. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the Supreme Lord of all. We always meditate upon he who shines like the white mountains, ornamented by a digit of the moon on his head. His body shines like jewels. In his left hand, he displays an axe and the Mrig Mudra, or Kalpataru Mudra, with the thumb, middle, and ring fingers joined, with the pointer and pinky extended up. And in his two right hands, he shows the mudras granting blessings and fearlessness. He is a beautiful appearance, seated in the full lotus asana. On his four sides, the gods are present, singing hymns of praise. His wearing apparel is a tiger skin. He is before the universe and the cause of the universe. He removes all fear, has five faces and three eyes. Let me just discuss it for a moment, the five faces of Shiva that we just described in our meditation. The first one is Sadyojata, who always gives birth to truth. Bhamadeva, the Lord of love. Agora, who is free from fear. Tat Purusha, Puru Isha Iti Purusha, that full, complete, perfect consciousness. And Ishana, the ruler of all, the Lord of all. These are the five aspects of the one supreme divinity, the consciousness of infinite goodness. This is the Yajurveda Dhyanam, the meditation from Yajurveda of Shiva's form. The meditation afterwards, Daye Nityang Meheshang, is from the Shiva Purana. This is a description of his form.